Mendocino County Remembered. Oral histories collected and published under the auspices of the Mendocino Historical Society for the American Bicentennial in 1976. Read by Linda Pack. Today, from the book Deep Valley, The Pomo Indians of California by B.W. and E.G. Ajinsky, The Recollections of Tom Jimerson. What is man? A man is nothing. Without his family, he is of less importance than that bug crossing the trail, of less importance than spit or dung. At least they can be used to help poison a man. A man must be with his family to amount to anything with us Indians. If he had nobody else to help him, the first trouble he got into, he would be killed by his enemies, because there would be no relatives to help him fight the poison of the other group. No woman would marry him, because her family would not let her marry a man with no family. He would be poorer than a newborn child. He would be poorer than a worm, and the family would not consider him worth anything. He would not bring renown or glory with him. He would not bring support of other relatives either. The family is important. If a man has a large family and a profession and upbringing by a family that is known to produce good children, then he is somebody, and every family is willing to have him marry a woman of their group. It is the family that is important. In the white way of doing things, the family is not so important. The police and soldiers take care of protecting you. The courts give you justice. The post office carries messages for you. The school teaches you. Everything is taken care of, even your children, if you die. But with us, the family must do all of that. Without the family, we are nothing. And in the old days, before the white people came, the family was given the first consideration by anyone who was about to do anything at all. That is why we got along. We had no courts, judges, schools, and the other things you have, but we got along better than you. We had poison, but if we minded our own business and restrained ourselves, we lived well. We were taught to leave people alone. We were taught to consider that others had to live. We were taught that we would suffer from the devil, spirits, and ghosts, or other people, if we did not support one another. The family was everything, and no man ever forgot that. Each person was nothing, but as a group, joined by blood, the individual knew that he would get the support of all his relatives if anything happened. He also knew that if he was a bad person, the headman of his family would pay another tribe to kill him, so that there would be no trouble afterward, and so that he would not get the family into trouble all the time. That is why we were good people, and why we were friends with the white people when they came. But the white people were different from us. They wanted to take the world for themselves. My grandfather told me that the white people were homeless and had no families. They came by themselves and settled on our property. They had no manners. They did not know how to get along with other people. They were strangers who were rough and common and did not know how to behave. But I have seen that these people of yours are even worse. They have taken away everything from the Indians, and they take everything away from each other. They do not help one another when they are in trouble, and they do not care what happens to other people. We are not like that. We would not let a person die of starvation when we had plenty of food. We would not bury our dead with no show. We would kill another person by poisoning him if he was an enemy, but we would not treat a stranger the way they treat their own brothers and sisters. Your people are hard to understand. My brother lived with your people for 20 years, and he said that he was used to you, but he cannot understand yet why you people act as you do. You are all the same in one way. We are all the same in another. What is wrong with you? The white people have the land. They own the courts. They own everything. But they will not give the Indians enough money to live on. It is hard to understand. With us, the family was everything. Now it is nothing. We are getting like the white people, and it is bad for the old people. We had no old people's homes like you. The old people were important. They were wise. Your old people must be fools. You've been listening to the Recollections of Tom Jimerson. To learn more about Mendocino's rich past, visit any of our county's many excellent museums and historical societies. Go to californiahistoricalsociety.org for a complete listing. Mendocino County Remembered is produced by Mary Eigner and Linda Pack for KZYX and Z.